Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Hasachar is a part of someone rents a cow, Lachreish Bahar. But the owner said, this cow is being granted to you with the understanding you're going to be plowing on mountains. V'charash Babika, he did so in the valley. Now, he doesn't just rent the cow. He also rents the cow and all of the kalim on the cow that come along with the plowing, the yoke, and so on. And not only does he rent the cow and the kalim that are on the cow that are necessary for plowing, but the owner of the cow also sends along his workers that guide the cow and work with the plowing. It's like a full-service rental. You get the cow, you get the kalim on the cow, you get the workers. Now, a mountain is much harder to plow than a bika. A mountain's usually a place of rocks. So when they made up, he's going to plow in a mountain. But instead, he plowed in the bika. L'chayra, he did something which would have made the plowing easier, not harder. Therefore, im nishbar ha-kankan. Now, kankan is the main part of the plowing. It's like a pole, a sharp pole, a strong pole that goes into the ground. And as the animal moves, this pole in the ground turns over the earth. And after you plow once, you come back and you keep doing this again and again until the earth becomes soft enough. So, lemaisa, it broke. The din is potter. The seicher does not have to pay the maskir the money for this kankan. As far as the one who rented it, the seicher, he says as follows. It was your people that were working with it. You sent along your workers. So maybe they did something wrong, but that's not me. We made up on a mountain and I was plowing on a bika. That's not a pshia. Adirabah, that should have made it easier. That should have made it less likely to break. Now, it could be these workers would have to pay. But we're talking about the seicher. The seicher is potter. However, if it was the other way around, babika, they made up he's going to plow in a bika where it's easy to plow. It was the seicher who changed the rules, v'charash, and he plowed with this para bahar on the mountain where there are stones, where it's much more difficult to plow. In this case, im nishbar hakankan, if this kankan broke in the middle of plowing, the din is chayiv, the seicher is chayiv. Because this wasn't the deal. The deal was to plow in a place where it's easy to plow, not up a mountain. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. Now, cows were constantly used, not just for plowing, but also, let's say, for threshing. Remember from the Lamates Malachais? What does dash mean? The animal walks on the tfua, and that breaks off the hard shell. Now, let's say, Ladush Bakitnis. This person rented the cow, with the understanding it's going to be threshing on kitnis. Kitnis are like bean kind of plants, which are softer. Lemaisa, he didn't use it for that. Vidash, instead, he did disha batfua on the straw to break off the outer shell. And the para slipped, and it was hurt. Potter is potter. Wait a second, why should it be potter? And the answer is, this is a common risk. This is something that happens. There's nothing you can do about it. An animal could slip. Yeah, but they made up to do it on kitnis. And he did it on tefuah. That's right. And kitnis, which is like softer, is something where it's more likely for the animal to slip on. The fact that he changed it from kitnis to tefuah doesn't make him a pashia. If anything, it was less likely for him to slip on the tefuah. However, ladush b'tefuah, if the deal was the disha is going to be on tefuah, and he changed vidash v'kitnias, and now the para slipped, chayiv, then the seicher has to pay. Nesha kitnis mechalekas. Because on the kitnis type of tefuah, it's much easier to slip. It can cause the animal to slip. So now you are pesheya. So quickly, chazering over in our Mishnah, we learned that if someone rents a cow to plow on the mountain, comes along with the kalim and the workers, and he changed and he plowed in a bika, which should be easier, but still the main pole of the plowing broke, but the maaseh is potter. On the other hand, if the understanding was he's going to plow in the bika, and he plowed up a tough mountain, then if the kankan breaks, he is chayev. For that matter, if you rented the cow with the understanding they're going to thresh in the kitnis, threshing means you march the animal over what grows so that the hard shell breaks off. Kitnis are bean-like plants. It's much easier to slip on it. And actually, he did it on Tefuah, where it would be less likely for the animal to slip, but Lamaisa did slip and got damaged, he's Potter. But if it was the other way around, if the deal was Ladosh B'Tefuah and Dosh B'Kitnis, then he's Chayiv. Agav, something very interesting, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was from the greatest Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But until he was 22, he hadn't learned any Torah. He plowed on the fields of his father Hyrcanus, together with his other brothers. It's interesting, Chazal say the other brothers had the job of doing the open fields, and Eliezer, he got the job of plowing up the mountains. Now once it happened, up the difficult mountain, the cow broke its foot. So he couldn't plow anymore. Rabbi Eliezer said, you know, probably was done for my favor. I want to start learning. And he left his family and all of the riches that they had, and he went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He mamish didn't have what to eat. And once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai even felt like a difficult odor coming from his mouth that usually comes when a person is starving. So he said, Eliezer, you ate today? He didn't answer. And when he didn't answer a second time, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai fouled it up. He thought he was eating by the place where he was sleeping or staying. They said, no, we thought he's eating by you. It turned out that at times he was so hungry, or he wanted to make it look like he was eating, that he would chew on pieces of earth. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Eliezer, just like your mouth gave out not such a geshmak reyach because of your hunger, it's going to be replaced with the good reyach of your Torah. And once the brothers of Rabbi Eliezer came to their father Hyrcanus and said, look, our brother left us. He's not working with us. Then he's going to want part of the Yerusha. Hyrcanus said, you're right. I'm going to go to Yerushalayim and I'm going to make an official neder that he can't have any part of the Yerusha. So he came to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was darshaning for the Talmidim. They sat him up front. He was a very prominent person. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Eliezer, now you stand up and darshan. But Eliezer didn't want. But they pressured him. And he got up and he started to darshan things that no one ever heard. And afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan got up and gave him a kiss on his forehead. Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi, this is what you taught me. Hyrcanus realized what's going on over here. So he said, you know what? I'm changing my mind. I thought I'm going to make a neder that Eliezer shouldn't have part of my Yerusha. No, I'm going to change it. I'm going to make a neder that none of the other brothers should have part of the Yerusha. But Rabbi Eliezer said, no, please. I want my brothers to have a fair share of the Yerusha. This is from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer would go on to be the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. But how did it all start? With him plowing up the mountain.